Okay, we're just outside the luxurious Hotel Elephant at the Elephant and Castle. We've just been to the Southwark Playhouse to see Dogfight, which is having its European debut, or at least its London premiere here. And it's a new musical by Ben Pasek and Justin Paul, and book by Peter Duncan.
Duncan,
even. It was a trip back into the Vietnam War. And John, how did you find it?
Well, I thought it was quite appropriate, really, following the death of Robin Williams, that we should be doing Good Morning Vietnam all over again.
I think that's too soon.
but that's definitely the period. It's
yes.
it's quite a lovely concept, actually. Three young guys who are about to be shipped as Marines to Okinawa to begin their training ahead of the Vietnam War are spending their last night in San Francisco, and they uphold a long-standing, apparently, US Marines tradition of having what's known as a dogfight, which is where each of them has to date a pretty repellent-looking girl.
Yes, and
the ugliest girl they can find, and the one that is judged to have pulled the ugliest girl wins the pot of money that they've all contributed to. And all this goes very well, and they're really like the three young guys in On the Town, you know, triumvirate of healthy young sailors out for a bit of fun, until the hero meets a girl, a waitress in a diner, a little bit of a cliche there, who turns out to be, first of all, much more intelligent than he is, and secondly, a bit of a pacifist. So she changes his opinion about a lot of things, and it becomes their show and their story. And I think a lot of the strength of the piece is that it's carried very beautifully by Jamie Moscato as Eddie Birdlace, the main character of the three boys.
The Marine, yes.
And a wonderful, wonderful performer called Laura Jane Matthewson making her professional debut. So I'm just flicking through the program to see if I can find whoever's the casting director for this, because whoever it is has done an extremely good job in finding it is a cast almost entirely of people we're not familiar with, apart from the wonderful Amanda Minihan, who was so great as Nettie Fowler in Carousel, who plays the girl Rose's mother.
And while you're doing that, I think what works so well about this show is the principal leads and how their story just, it's such an emotional and such a sweet story, I think, that what the first half you kind of think is a dogfight where he's playing a cruel trick on her, then sort of turns and you realize that he actually likes her, and by the second half you're actually feeling it's quite a sweet story. And he says, oh, I just want to spend one night with you because I'm going off to Vietnam, I don't know when I'll see you again. And then he meets up with the fellas, he throws her details away, he forgets that, and goes off with the boys. But then, obviously, and it's told in flashback, so I don't think I'm giving away, you know, the other guys don't make it. And so he comes back to San Francisco. It's obviously some years have passed, things have changed, but he goes back to her. And I think the end song about Take Me Back, I think it was almost heartbreaking to actually see the two of them back together. Mm-hmm. And obviously, even though only a few minutes really have transpired, you can feel that a sense of time has passed and they've both grown a bit.
Yeah. What did you make of the music?
I found the music to be quite clever and quite infectious, as I was humming at the end of the first half of while we were queuing for something. What were we queuing for? Oh, drinks. Yes. And then at the end, I was humming on my way out. So I think it was quite not what I was expecting. I was expecting a more brassy and bold show, but actually it's a lot more sort of like a chamber musical almost, that it, you know, you really enjoy the intimate space of the Southwark Playhouse. And maybe, you know, it could have even been in the smaller space to actually just give that sort of sense of intimacy, but also a bit of the claustrophobia around it.
Right. I think the music defies pinning down to one genre, and one of the reasons I liked it is there's such a spread of musical styles. I mean, yes, there are little Sondheim echoes, but, you know, you have to forgive any modern composer who doesn't owe some homage to Sondheim. And I really thought it was very well crafted, extremely well performed. And just to give one final credit, it is the producer, Danielle Taranto, who has been the casting director. So clearly she's been round the schools and the fringe to find a really excellent cast. So yeah, recommended. Go see it.
Definitely. And if you can't get tickets to Once, come down to Elephant and Castle and see this show. Because it's I think it appeals to the Once sort of generation of
hasn't Once goers. Finished?
No, it's still running.
Is it?
Yes. It'll play for years.
I know the posters are still on the tube, but that doesn't mean anything.